You're listening to SBS News.
The idea of mining the moon for metals and growing food in space may seem out of this world, but scientists like Professor Volker Hessel from the University of Adelaide say it may be possible in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, we want to habitat the space. Finally, we need all resources which we are used to in our daily life. So it's energy, it's fuels, it is to eat, so it's space farming, but it's also resources for making construction materials, what is called space mining.
The Centre for Sustainable Planetary and Space Resources at the University of Adelaide is an Australian-first research centre looking at the use of resources in space. Sending material into space currently costs around $3 million per tonne, a major hurdle to long-term space habitation. But Professor Volker says there's huge potential to solve that problem by harnessing the resources already available in the cosmos.
If we want to live in space, like in Moon and Mars, we have to have the same resource management and exploration as we have on Earth.
It's hoped the research will help astronauts stay in space for longer and generate commercial tie-in to the nascent South Australian space industry. The Australian government has chosen Adelaide to house the National Space Agency, and the state has big ambitions for the sector, with talk of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic investment. Students like Marley Walters, who is doing a master's looking into asteroid mining, are coming from around the world to be part of it.
For first thing, it's a really interesting subject to work on space. It's not offered in the Netherlands. It's new, it's exciting.
Gianni Placali, SBS News.